Dr. Saber, dating an office note on patient Simpson Hedianti, H-E-D-Y-A-N-T-I, Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N, date of birth, 1/26/1965, date of service, 3/15/2023. Period paragraph, the patient is 58-year-old, female, who is presenting to my office to discuss possible COVID-19 vaccine injury. Period patient received the COVID-19 vaccine with Pfizer back in March 2021 and received a second dose in April 2021. Immediately after the vaccine injection, she started having severe muscle spasms in her neck muscles, pain in her arm where she got the injection. And since then, she has not felt any better. She saw multiple doctors, including chiropractor. As well, she mentioned tingling and numbness of the lower extremities and left right ankle drop, and limping, was diagnosed with bursitis, received multiple courses of steroids, injections, and oral. She went and saw neurology, who did work up and did MRI of the spine that was reported to be normal except for scoliosis. Patient was not feeling any better until lately. She felt better after 1 year. She had to use alternative medicines including turmeric, natto, and pine needle tea. Period. Review of systems reveals occasional headache with brain fog, decreased memory at times, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, occasional nausea, no abdominal pain. She has no dysuria, no hematuria, reports stress incontinence. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Period paragraph, her past medical history include left partial nephrectomy for a benign mass 5 years ago. Past surgical history, as mentioned above, period. Allergies, no drug allergies, social history, patient is married with 2 kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. She used to be do bookkeeping and on her own business. Family history, father has history of kidney stone, nephrectomy, has died, mother passed away, had heart valve issues. Her brother is diabetic, period. Medications non-currently, on physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils, only access to light, accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-ectric sclera, no cervical fibrinopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted pupil of neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated in rhythm, normal soreness 2, no murmur, no friction of her lungs, active to auscultation, no crackles or resus, her abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no garing rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there is no edema in the lower extremity. Left upper extremity, there is a deformity at her wrist area and the bone, period. Neuro exam and focal, period paragraph, assessment and plan. One, assess post left partial nephrectomy, kidney function apparently stable based on the latest labs. Next, hypercalcemia, we need to do work up to rule out hyperparathyroidism or other, period. Next, most likely patient has had a vaccine injury. From COVID-19 vaccines, we are going to put her on an eye recover vaccine injury protocol. And we will reevaluate the situation in 4 weeks, period. Period paragraph, return to clinic in 4 weeks for follow-up. And the report, thanks.